This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Heffel. Club Q is planning to reopen at a new location under a new name. KRCC's Abigail Beckman reports the news comes nearly a year after the deadly shooting at the LGBTQ nightclub in Colorado Springs.
The club has been closed since last November when five people were killed and dozens more were injured in the shooting. Earlier this year, club owners said they planned to reopen at the original location. A spokesman for Club Q now says that while many want the club to return, they also feel that returning to the site of the shooting could have a detrimental effect on continued healing. The new venue will be known as The Q and will be located inside the Satellite Hotel in southern Colorado Springs. The owners have not announced an official opening date. Abigail Beckman, KRCC News.
Colorado lawyer Jenna Ellis has pleaded guilty to a felony in the Trump-Georgia election interference case. She told the judge she failed to do her due diligence before attempting to persuade public officials to unlawfully appoint pro-Trump electors.
I believe in and I value election integrity. If I knew then what I know now, I would have declined to represent Donald Trump in these post-election challenges.
Ellis has already been censored by a Colorado judge for spreading disinformation. She's still licensed to practice law in the state. Colorado is leading a lawsuit by dozens of states against Meta. The suit claims Meta is contributing to the youth mental health crisis by knowingly designing features on Instagram and Facebook that addict children to the platforms. The suit also claims Meta routinely collects data on children under 13 without parental consent. This is CPR News.